As the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board prepares to rename Zebulon Vance High School, WFAE's Ann Doss Helms looks at how the name and the school are tangled in Charlotte's struggle with race and education.
Don't expect much debate when the CMS board launches the renaming of Vance High tonight. All members have indicated they're ready to remove the name of a North Carolina governor who owned slaves, fought for the Confederacy, and spoke against integration and racial equality.
You know, Zebulon B. Vance, he was a Confederate officer, and his history is quite clear, and there's a lot of momentum right now.
That's Board Chair Elise Dashew, referring to a nationwide push to acknowledge and remove symbols of white supremacy. But Dashew says she's among many in the community who are wondering, what was the school board thinking when it chose the name? After all, Vance High was built in Northeast Charlotte in the 1990s, not the 1950s. The board chose four governors as namesake for a Governor's Village campus near IBM headquarters in UNC Charlotte. Why was Vance one of them? Arthur Griffin was on the board in the mid-90s, but as for the name...
I don't remember. I just hated it all.
What Griffin hated was the plan to build a new high school in what was then a booming and mostly white part of town.
I just thought it was the wrong thing to do, building those schools out there at the time. That's where West Charlotte got its white kids from.
West Charlotte High, more than any other school, symbolizes the racial struggles that made Charlotte a national symbol of desegregation in the 1970s and of resegregation in the 2000s. It started as an all-black school, then became a point of community pride when busing and boundaries were used to create a racially mixed West Charlotte. Over Griffin's objections, the school board moved ahead with plans for Vance High, which opened in 1997. By the time court-ordered desegregation was overturned in the early 2000s, West Charlotte High was already reverting to a mostly black school. Today, West Charlotte is 77% black and about 1% white. It struggles with low test scores and other challenges associated with racial and economic isolation.
And now people talk about how bad off West Charlotte is. They don't realize when it started going down.
Vance High was mostly white when it opened. Today, only about 3% of students are white because of changing demographics and a burgeoning school choice movement. So back to the name. CMS board policy calls for schools to be named for locations, historic figures, or people who have made outstanding contributions to schools. The naming process must include input from community, historical, and cultural groups. On Monday, CMS provided minutes from the 1996 meeting where Vance High was named. That report says CMS was looking for governors with ties to Mecklenburg County whose names weren't already attached to other North Carolina schools. Vance's personal history isn't mentioned in the minutes. They say that Ann Clark, the school's first principal, reported that parents and students in the area supported the name. The vote was 8-1 in favor, with Griffin among those in favor. George Dunlap, who now chairs the Mecklenburg County Commissioners, voted no because of a concern with the process, not the man selected. One of the most intriguing Vance tidbits comes from Stacy Rue, who works in the historical archives at UNC Charlotte. She does a lot of research on school history.
And that's how I discovered that this was not the first Vance school in Charlotte.
In 1930, she says, the PTA of the all-white Third Ward School got permission from the Charlotte City School Board to rename their school for Zeb Vance. It was an elementary school, Rue says, serving grades 1-7.
Then, following the consolidation of the Charlotte City School System and the Mecklenburg County School System, Zeb Vance was reopened as an African-American school in 1961.
That Zeb Vance school lasted 8 years until 1969.
There was a group of black schools. The school system closed, including like Second Ward High School, as the school system was preparing for the outcome of Swan v. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Board of Education.
Zeb Vance School was among them. And that was the court case that led to the desegregation of CMS and West Charlotte High. Arthur Griffin, the former school board member, graduated from Second Ward High. More than 50 years after its closing, Griffin says Charlotte is still failing to address pervasive racism and its devastating effects on children of color.
Now the focus is Vance. Why we pick Vance? You know, that's just a cog in a bigger wheel that we're ignoring.
Dashew and other board members say they understand that renaming Vance is just a symbol, and dealing with racial equity is the work ahead. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.